get going then. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Arrowhead Springs Public Infrastructure District. Today is January 8th. It's 1:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. We do have a quorum of the board. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Matt, do you want to start?
Sure. Matt Lewis, board member.
Brian Bird, board member.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese, district council.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell, bond council.
Darcy Stevens, Gilmore Bell, bond council.
Alder, D.A. Davidson, underwriter.
Carr, D.A. Davidson, underwriter.
Show Nate Hutchison and Peter Evans. Could you guys?
Yeah, Nate Hutchinson with Flagship Homes.
Great, thanks, Nate.
Pete Evans with Flagship.
Great, thanks, Peter. All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay, great. We'll move on. First items, the board meeting minutes from our December 5th meeting. Board, have you had a chance to review those? I can put them up. Do they look accurate?
Yeah, well, you put them up. I didn't get a chance to, I didn't see them in my email today. Maybe it was on there yesterday. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Adjourned down at the bottom.
Looks good to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve them?
Sure. I'll motion to approve our board meeting minutes from the meeting from December, let's see, was it the 5th, 2024.
Yeah. And I'll second up.
Well, great. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right. First hey, up,
sorry. I just noticed when you had those minutes up, I think there might be one error on the date. I just wanted to make sure we catch that.
Yep, we'll fix that to December.
Let's just make sure we update that date so it shows the December 5th before.
Okay. Perfect. Christy will probably take notes on that. So we'll make sure that gets covered, board. All right. Aaron, Darcy, which one of you going to take the lead on the resolution?
Yeah, I'll take the lead on the first one and Darcy the second here.
Okay.
So the first resolution, we'll call it the parameters resolution, is establishing the parameters for your limited tax bonds. So that would be the Series 2025 A1 and B bonds. And so this document, as the name implies. So back in October of 2023, just for some background, a similar resolution was approved. You know, there's been enough time kind of passing there that we just want to make sure that we still have the district's approval. And just so we're going to reapprove this and supersede that 2023 resolution. The other thing that this document does is it approves the various documents in connection with these bonds, as well as the bond purchase agreement, continuing disclosure agreement, and PLOM that will be for both these limited tax bonds as well as the special assessment bonds that Darcy's going to talk about in a minute here. And the purpose of this resolution, it approves the bonds, it approves the outermost terms of the bonds, and then designates to the officers of the district the ability to finalize the terms so long as they fit within the parameters we're approving today. And so as I go through these parameters, and Michael, this will be section one here, and I apologize. I've got a 18-month-old with me while my wife's at an appointment, and she's trying to get my lunch. So I better feed her in a second. Yeah, exactly. But those parameters that we're approving, again, don't represent the expected terms, but just the outermost limit. So not to exceed a principal amount of $45 million. To mature not more than 31 years from their date, sold at a price of not less than 95% of the principal amount, or otherwise meaning no more than a 5% original issue discount there. And then an interest rate not to exceed 13%. And then we're authorizing the tax to be imposed for up to 40 years from first imposition. Again, the documents we're improving are the indentures, bond purchase agreement, continued disclosure agreement, as well as the preliminary limited offering memorandum and a limited offering memorandum in the same form. The one piece that we will need to hear is to publish a notice, and we're going to go ahead and put this in a newspaper. And so if the board's okay, we would be looking for a local newspaper in Salem. And so we'll, coordinate there to just see who can get us in the paper the soonest, but it'll likely be, maybe Deseret News or the Tribune or one of the local papers in Utah County. So I just wanted to put that out there. But one thing we need to schedule as part of this meeting is a public hearing for the bonds. And that has to be at least 14 days after our notice is published. And so likely we'll be in the newspaper this weekend. And so the 14 days would put us, for being able to hold that public hearing sometime maybe the week of the 27th. So, maybe we could look at a similar time, on say the 29th, if that worked for people, or somewhere around there, just to make sure we have enough time to post this notice and let the 14-day period run. Does this board have a preference on date and time for the public hearing?
Matt, are you I'm good if as long as Nate and Pete are okay. We just want to make sure those guys are good with everything. So if they're good, we're good.
Yeah, the 29th is good with me as well.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you.
Okay, they're a time better than another.
No.
I think same time.
Yep.
Okay. 1 o'clock.
Sounds great.
Okay, we'll have Christy send out invites.
Okay, yep, and we'll get that plugged in and send the notice around. The one other thing I just will mention that we corrected from what I circulated yesterday is we got the updated plan of finance this morning, and so I have plugged in that notice exhibit just the updated estimated repayment amount of the bond. And that's just an estimate. It's not a cap or anything, but I just wanted the latest and greatest. So we have updated with that. But with that, I'm happy to entertain any questions that anyone has, or otherwise, you could proceed with a motion.
Brian, I don't have any questions. Do you?
No, I don't either. I just want to make sure if Nate and Pete are good with those parameters in section one, then Matt can make a motion if those two are good.
Yeah, we're good. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
Okay. So with that, I'll motion that we approve resolution 2025-01.
And I say.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Brian. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, let's go to the bond resolution. So, Darcy?
Yes. Hello, this is Darcy Stevens with Gilmore Bell Bond Counsel. I'm going to walk you through this resolution and happy to answer any questions at the end. This is very similar to what Aaron already described, that in 2023, a resolution similar to the limited tax one was adopted for the assessment bonds. And this is meant to supersede that resolution, and it sets forth similar parameters. For the assessment bonds, we have established an amount of not to exceed 25 million to mature in not more than 31 years and to be sold at a price not less than 95% and to bear interest at a rate not to exceed 12%. And as described by Aaron, these are maximums that the bonds need to be issued within these parameters. And the document describes, we have some blanks that we will complete that we didn't have at the time of sending this on the recordation information. So we will complete those when we have that. The document authorizes an indenture as well as a completion agreement and a collateral assignment agreement. The assessment bonds will also be use the same documents Aaron described, the BPA, the PLOM, the CDA that are attached to his resolution. We will, those will relate to our assessment bonds as well. We haven't attached them again here, but those same documents will be used in connection with the marketing and sale of the assessment bonds. There is also a notice that will be published in connection with these assessment bonds, and a form of notice is attached that will be published. We do not have a public hearing in connection with the assessment bonds. The public hearing will only relate to the limited tax bonds. And similarly, we have filled in the amount that's in the notice as to the expected principal and interest amount. That will be in the final version completed. And that's my brief summary. So happy to answer any questions or proceed with a motion if there are none.
Board.
So again, too, Pete and Nate, we're assuming you and Ryan have discussed this and you're all good.
We're good. Thanks.
Okay. So with that, I'll propose that we approve bond resolution 2025-2.
Great. And I second the motion.
Thanks, Bri. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, that's everything I show, unless you guys have something that you need, questions you need from us, anything.
There will be some posting requirements. Like I said, we're going to get it in the newspaper, the notice. We'll work with Snow Jensen to get it on the website. And I think there will be also just an on-site posting as well. So we'll send out those instructions just as soon as we kind of get that Zoom link for the 29th meeting and then have a little more detail on the publication. So we'll get that around a little later this afternoon. So just keep an eye out for that. Okay. But it's not a rush to post today because it's not going to be in the newspaper for a couple of days anyway. So, you know, tomorrow, next day, something like that will work great. So.
And do you need us to go post it like we did last time?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. We'd like somebody to post on site. So we'll get those instructions around.
All right.
And I think that needs to happen relatively quickly, Aaron, just so the 30-day contestability period elapses before we price the bonds. I think
Sam, we can barely hear you. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, I think we need to do that relatively quickly because we need the 30-day contestability period to elapse prior to us pricing the bonds. And I think that's why we were holding it when we did. So.
Yeah, we just can't control when the newspaper their deadlines. And so we're going to try to get in the newspaper. You know, we'll try for Friday, but likely it'll be a Saturday just given their quirky deadlines. So we'll be in touch on that. But yeah, we're going to try to get it expedited, the publication, and see who can get it the fastest.
Okay. Just keep us updated so we can track on when we can price.
Okay, sounds good.
So the newspaper ad triggers two things, that right? There's the public hearing, and then also, as Sam mentioned, the pricing of the bond.
Yeah, so there's a contestability period is what Sam's looking at. And so that's just, we don't price the bonds until a contest period is ran. That's kind of the speak now or forever hold your peace for the public. If anyone has any, you know, qualms with the bonds. And the reality is there's such a limited group of people with an interest or standing that could challenge this just because there's not other property owners, you know, within your district. But we still run it just to be comfortable that no one's going to come and say a procedural step or something was missed and try to invalidate our bond. So that's why we run it. But yeah, you are right. There is a two prong, but the contest period runs from the latest of the various postings. And so likely that will be the newspaper that publishes latest, likely being Saturday. So we'll keep you up to date once we have that nailed down.
Okay. Thanks.
And just so everyone's aware, the schedule anticipates a pricing on February 11th. And if we get it posted on Saturday, the contestability period would end on February 10th. So we kind of, the goal, the target's to hit the on Saturday. At the latest.
Just remember when you post on site, take pictures.
We did that last time.
Yeah.
We'll video.
Video. That way we can have a... you guys have a notary, I'm assuming, for these documents as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Utah County's kind of weird with their recorder, so we'll need originals. So we'll figure out how to get those so that we can, when we get them recorded. So.
Yeah, so just email us what you need us to print and go post. We'll do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Sounds good. That'll, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, look for, it'll come from Aaron, the document. So look for that, and then we can coordinate. If I need to come down and record, I'll do that. So, Matt, did you have something? Matt, Ants?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure everybody had seen Jonathan's email about the timetable for getting names to the city for appointment of the new board members. According to the Jonathan Ward with Zions, he says that the city will need those names no later than next week on the 16th, which is a week from tomorrow. And I'm happy to put together the, you know, a proposed resolution for the city council to make it as easy as possible. So if everybody would, if the development team would let us know who those individuals will be, I assume maybe it'll be Peter and Nate as two of the three. But the other thing I would suggest is if we could get a little bio or CV for each of the new board members that we can provide to the city council, I think that'll smooth the grease the skids a little bit so that they're not just saying, you know, seeing a name. But I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that timetable so that we can meet it.
Okay, we can get that over to you.
Okay, great.
And Pete, Ryan should be expecting a call from you guys. I talked to Ryan earlier today about this, but getting on the agenda or getting it done by that 16th date, I think is going to be extremely important. So we're posting the offering memorandum on the 28th with the updated board. So I think we have to hit the 22nd. Otherwise, we're going to have the old board, on the plum that we go out with.
Got it. Okay, we'll get it done.
That also means we'll need to have, well, we could do it at the public hearing, Matt, right? Have the new board members sworn in.
Yeah, let's make sure to put on the agenda that we talk about the swearing in of the new board members and the appointment of new officers from the new board. So good point. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, we'll send out, Peter, if it's you and Nate, we'll send you guys the oath of office that we'll need to be done. And that needs to be done in front of a notary. So we'll get that to you so that at that board meeting, we'll have those and then reconstitute the board. So.
Great.
Okay. Any other questions? Anything else we need to bring up? Okay. Good to see you guys. I need a motion to adjourn then.
All right, I'll motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Matt. And
I'll second it.
Thanks, Bri. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, good to see you guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.